Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This week on Hot Couple Chronicles.
So I started chatting him up and inviting him over to the house. And pretty soon we were having 200 people at our house. But probably the biggest moment for us when we did a charter for an 1800 cabin ship. And I remember sailing on that ship and standing is the sky bar, you know, above the pool. And as we pulled away from the dock, I was just like, wow, this is crazy. From having 20 people originally in our house to 3,600 people on the ship. Well, I went to bed early, but like 2 a.m. Yeah. The next year, I saw 5 sunrises. You're going to get laid a lot less by throwing your own events.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do it. Because at some point, you will be. I lost 2 careers because of this. I was in the military, and ABC News came and did an undercover story at one of our parties, and my commanding officer immediately did an investigation. It was a Halloween party, and so not a good decision to wear a flight suit when you're in the military, especially when someone's doing an undercover TV story on you. But I ended up getting out of the military and doing this full time. So I guess in the end, it was one of the best things that ever happened to me. We're kind of the Super Bowl of swinging, and I think we need to have a little responsibility that comes with that. I don't believe we're born monogamous. I think monogamy is a learned behavior. I think we're wild animals that love to have sex. Be careful what you ask for. Because all of a sudden the women are like, you know, I want to have some fun. And the guys are like, whoa, slow down a minute. And it's quite a reversal.
But every single person you look at on the side is smiling. And
oh,
laughing.
They're cheering it on. They're reading the signs. They're clapping. Yeah. It's unexpected, I'll say, for some people. And I love that.
Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles.
We have a guest today that has been around for quite some time now. He has been in the lifestyle for just a little minute. And we are here today with Bob Hannaford with Naughty Events. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Does that mean I'm old? I've been around a while.
I'm not saying that.
I've definitely been around a while. And I've seen a lot of changes, but I like the way it's going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about who you are and what Naughty Events is and all the details about how that came about.
Well, the short story is I lived in New York and used to go to some clubs in New York. And I guess that's the first time I really was introduced to lifestyle clubs. And I moved to New Orleans and there was really nothing happening. And I was really surprised and kind of disappointed. So back in those days, before Snapchat, before Facebook, I was on America Online. And I started going to these chat rooms for couples. And all of a sudden I realized there was a bunch of lifestyle couples in these chat rooms. So I started chatting them up and inviting them over to the house. And pretty soon we were having 200 people at our house. And my wife, Tess at the time was like, okay, we can't do this no more. This is too much. And so we kind of had a natural transition over the years from our house to restaurants, to hotels, to cruise ships, to, you know, you name it. We've pretty much done it.
When was the moment when you realized this is way bigger than you even imagined it becoming?
Oh, I guess the first time was at our house. There were cars parked everywhere on the streets in front of people's houses. And I was panicking and trying to figure out where I could move the cars. And that's when Tess was like, we've got to do something else. And then our first, we did monthly parties for a long time. And our first convention was, I won't say it was a flop, but we rented way too many rooms and didn't sell them all. And that was a very eye-opening moment for us. And I remember her saying, what are we going to do? We had to take a loan out to pay the hotel bill off. And, but everybody had a good time. Yeah. And even though we knew we were getting crushed, we just smiled, pushed through, had a great weekend. And people were like, oh my God, we love New Orleans. What a great place to hold an event. And back then we were at the airport, which is a lot different than actually being on the corner of Canal and Bourbon. It's a big difference. But probably the biggest moment for us when we did a charter for an 1,800 cabin ship. And I remember sailing on that ship and standing is the sky bar, you know, above the pool. And as we pulled away from the dock, I was just like, wow, this is crazy. From having 20 people originally in our house to 3,600 people on the ship. It's you know, it really made me kind of sit and think. And so here we are today. We're thankfully not doing cruise ships anymore. COVID was not really kind to us, but you know, we made it through and we're still doing our little hotel parties.
Little. Yeah, you're just your little get together. And we are open.
That
Nardi Nolens is our favorite event we've ever been to.
Like, everyone we know that you have to experience Naughty at least one time. You have got to. It's just different than anything else you're going to find out there. It's more than just a party, for sure.
When we started it, our goal was to do a party that we would enjoy going to. Mm-hmm. And pretty quickly on, I realized we had a very diverse crowd. I remember, it's probably 15 years ago, telling Tess, I want to do a dungeon. And she's like, why? Lifestyle people aren't into the dungeon. And I said, I think there's a lot of people that has crossover and I'm personally interested in it. So just give me a small room. I need a small room. And the dungeon this year was just crazy. And so we've really expanded and added so much education, things like the dungeon. And the rooms that used to just be playrooms with mattresses now are themed. And there's just a lot of different things going on, a lot of different entertainment. And I think we've really created something special. And I think mainly it's because everyone that comes feels that they have a home, they have something for them. We're not one type of attendee. I think we're the most diverse event there is. And I think what makes us really special is we're very collaborative. We have event producers and club owners from all over the country that come. And it's kind of their annual, I don't know if you'd say pilgrimage, but it's they're part of the event too. They teach classes, they DJ. We have them put up, you know, booths where they can advertise. And I think the collaborative nature of it is different than a lot of other parties.
it's very large, but it's still a small community. And I think we all will get so much farther, and we will all be such a better space if we all just work together. So
can't we all just get along?
What I love about Naughty Nolans is it is truly what you want it to be.
Yeah.
Like, you have so much stuff going on that you can choose your own path. And I absolutely love that. Like you said, it's a such diverse crowd, and you have honestly catered to everyone in that crowd, and everybody gets to pick what they want to do and what they want to turn that whole experience into. And it amazed me the first year we went. I'm excited for this year coming up in 2026.
Yeah, hopefully you can make it this year.
Yeah, I actually get to be there this year. I mean, you go above and beyond. It's crazy to me just how exhausted you must be and the relief you must feel that Monday morning. It's like, I did it.
It's a lot. I mean, I honestly don't get a lot of sleep that weekend, but
I'm
an amazing team.
I around a few times, but that's it.
Well, next year you need to grab me and stop me, but I have a really good team, and the more we've gone along, the larger our team has grown, which makes it easier for me at the event. My way of thinking is the more I plan before the event, the less I have to worry during the event. And thankfully, we have just amazing people between the volunteers, the supervisors that we pay to be there, and our paid staff. They take a lot of burden off of Tess and I and allow this thing to run. And we give them a lot of leeway we believe in them. We have confidence in them. So I tell them, you don't have to call me unless it's really important. If they call me, it's not good. But I think, I don't know if you ever heard of Burning Man. To me, the first time I went to Burning Man, it was like a bucket list. And I thought I'd do it once. And I went and I experienced it. And I thought, well, now I understand Burning Man. And I went home and I decided to book it the next year. And I went with someone else the next year, and it was a completely different experience.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking to myself, wow, I thought I knew Burning Man, but there was a whole late night subculture I didn't even know about. Because the first year I went to bed early, but like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
The next year I saw 5 sunrises and I saw a completely different thing. And then the third year I went back and I kind of combined the first two and explored and saw other things that I didn't see in the first two times. So what we want Naughty to be is a different experience every time you come. And what usually happens is couples will come and they'll do the bar parties and they may do a pool party. And then next year they'll be like, let me go to some classes. And it's a very different experience. And we have some people that do the classes the first year and they're really locked into the classes. And the next year they're like, maybe we should do some bar parties. The truth is you can't do it all. You can't.
Like, we opened that app that first year we went and we're like, oh, like there's no way you can do everything. And then
we were different couples. So we went the party route the first year. We were excited to be there. Never been to New Orleans. We went to all the day parties, all the night parties. Now this year, me by myself and we brought friends. It was more educational and seminars. But you can't. There's so much stuff going on and you're always opening more places to the schedule. So it is.
We had the speakeasy this year and I just loved it. I was there every night till 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And I just had so much fun. I loved the vibe in there. And the dungeon, of course, was very different this year than past years. And so we're always, I tell you, our team, we have meetings every week and we're like, what else can we do? And we go not only to other lifestyle events. In fact, 4 of our staff was at Splash last week, but we go to EDC, we go to Burning Man, we go on music cruises, we go to festivals that are not particularly lifestyle, but we watch what they do and we look at their production and we get ideas and we're always listening. you know, probably the best thing we get is the feedback and the surveys after the weekend's over.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, so before Burning Man this past year, you sent that email out inviting people that went to Naughty, that's on the Naughty newsletter and everything, to come with you to Burning Man. And I'm going to, you had us sold. I'm like, like, if we could make time, we would have been right there with you.
There's probably, I mean, there's thousands of lifestyle couples that go to Burning Man. Okay. It's not what I would call a sexual event at all. People think everyone's naked. It's not. It's I'm naked, probably more than most, but I know people that live naked there. But typically most people are not. They're wearing costumes and clothes, and it's a lot of self-expression. So I have lots of people that come to our camp that don't camp with us, but they're just there and they hear that I'm there, so they come stop by. And we throw a party once a week. Just
want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
To try to bring lifestyle people together. We had about five couples that actually camped with me this year, which was really cool. A few of them I didn't even know had been to Naughty, like literally halfway during the week. I said something about New Orleans and they said, yeah, it's our favorite event. And I was like, wait a minute, you've been to Naughty? I just thought they were camping with us, but they said, no, we got your email and that's why we booked. And I was like, oh, okay. But it's a very different experience, but I love it. And I try to bring a little bit of my burner self into the mix when planning Naughty.
Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, I know we've noticed a big uptick in the crossover between the festivals, the music festivals.
And yeah, the speakers we had this year were festival speakers. They were, oh man, when our sound team came in, they didn't say anything to me before. And they placed the speakers in. I was just like, wait, what? We're going to play those speakers in here? The subs were as tall as me. Damn. And I was like, is this going to hurt the walls? But these particular speakers are made by an aerospace engineer. He's very famous in the festival world for having very clean sounds and not having to like blow you away to make it sound good. And that's really important to me. I always say I want it to be loud on the dance floor, but I want people to be able to talk on the outskirts of the room. And so that's when they brought them speakers in, I was like, oh no. And the first night when they were dialing them in, it was rattling our stages, but they got them dialed in and wow, it was pretty neat.
Do you have any advice for anybody that wants to create their own event?
You know, we do an industry tour every year. It's on Friday. We call it Bob and Tessa's Excellent Adventure, and we take people out to different places. And I think I've already got the place picked for next year. And it's a way for people that are in the industry to kind of connect and meet other people in the industry. I do it for two reasons. I do it because there's a lot of fighting in the industry and a lot of people not particularly liking their competition. So my philosophy is if you get to know your competition, you're less likely to cause problems. And the second is to inspire and educate. I have handed over my playbook to other event planners and said, here's my contract, here's my banquet event orders, to show other people what we do and how we do it. So my advice, my biggest advice would be, understand two things. You're gonna get laid a lot less by throwing your own events.
Oh yeah.
And you'll find out who your friends are. Because I remember we were having 200 people at our house and they were free, the parties were free. And we moved it to a commercial property and we had to charge. We charged $40 for the night and included food. And our numbers plummeted because people didn't want to pay $40. And people that would come to every single house party that we thought were great friends stopped coming because they didn't want to pay $40. And it was really disappointing to me at first. And you kind of find out who your friends are really quick. And you're so busy running the event, you don't have time to do what everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned before, with the staff I have now, I take more time. Wednesday night, I got myself a little VIP area and invited some of my friends. And we sat there and danced and had so much fun. And I was like, this is what it's like being on the other side. And like I said, the speakeasy, I was up every night till 4 because by then pretty much everything was shut down and I could just relax and dance and have fun. And, you know, my wife was up on people's shoulders and we were actually experiencing the event. And most people can't do that when they're just running a club or a party by themselves, but they don't realize that until they get knee deep in it. And the other thing I tell people is if you're ever going to run a party, you can't be outed or you can't be out, don't do it. Because at some point you will be. I lost 2 careers because of this. I was in the military and ABC News came and did an undercover story at one of our parties. And my commanding officer immediately did a investigation. I never got in trouble. I never got named. Luckily they blurred my face out, but I made a genius decision at the time of wearing a flight suit. It was a Halloween party. And so not a good decision to wear a flight suit when you're in the military, especially when someone's doing an undercover TV story on you. But I ended up getting out of the military and doing this full time. So I guess in the end, it was one of the best things that ever happened to me. But at the time, it was a little difficult to go through.
Oh, yeah. We understand that.
Oh, yeah.
That's why. Yeah, we know of so many close people that have similar stories, similar journeys, and us personally have similar stories. And I mean, but that's why we're doing this and that's why we're here. And that's why we work so hard and keep pushing. And hopefully one day we won't have to. I know that you've written about so many different values and consent and BDSM and STD prevention. How do you balance all of your values? What are your values for Naughty?
One of the things we're rolling out this week, actually, not really our surprise, but it is a surprise. We just got the hotel links in, finally. And we tested them and there were some mistakes. Anyway, they're fixed again and we tested them over the weekend and hopefully maybe they'll go out today. But while we were waiting for the links, we created a video about consent. It's about 3 minutes long, I think. And it says what our values are, what our ethics are, what our policies are. And from now on, you won't even be able to book a room at our events until you watch this video. We're making it a disruptor. So not only, and a lot of people are going to hate this, not only do you have to watch a video before you can book your room, you have to take a quiz and pass it to make sure you understand it. You can't just skip to the end and say, where's my link? You have to somewhat listen. And if you don't pass it, you can just watch the video again, take the test again. But every single person at our event, and I've never heard of a club or an event doing this, but I will know that every single person that's at our event at least understands our consent policies.
Yeah.
And what's happened is Naughty's become so big because we bring a lot of people that have never been to a club, never been to an event. And I don't want someone that doesn't understand to get into trouble or take something for granted or just simply not understand. And we've always put out a lot of messaging and we always have a consent class. Usually gets about 40 people. And what about the other 2,900 people? So I think it's important for us because I feel like I'm a grandfather now. I feel like we're the grandfather event in the country. We're one of the longest running and largest. I think there's a responsibility. And so we're trying to be kind of the example to other clubs and events of what we should do to educate. That's why we have so much education at our event. I want people to go home knowing more than what they knew when they came, not just partying their asses off like rock stars, which I want them to do that too. I want them to have all the things. But if you go home a better partner than when you came, if you learned a little bit more about intimacy, about communication, about how to work not only with your partner, but with other people, if you pick up some skills, if you're interested in the dungeon and you learn some things that you could take home with you. To me, I think that's the biggest win for Naughty. We don't have that many issues with consent, thankfully, knock on wood. We've had a couple in the past, and usually alcohol is involved.
Yeah.
And usually it's somebody new. So we got together as a team and went, okay, how can we prevent this? The after party, we didn't serve alcohol. And we are trying to think of things to do to help, you know, we screen people as they come in the play floor. And if they look too intoxicated, we turn them away. We say, come back tomorrow. And that's the biggest issue we have. We get a lot of angry people. What do you mean I'm too intoxicated? And, you know, as they're stumbling and almost tripping. And we're like, look, it's important to us. We want our people to feel safe and have the safest encounters possible. And we feel the best way of doing that is educating them before they get to the event. So we're rolling out our hotel packages this week, and everybody's going to have to watch a video. Even the staff, the speakers, the entertainers, everybody, nobody's exempt. And I think that's a big step forward.
Yeah. Yes, that's huge. Definitely. There's people that are leaders and should set a good example. We were just talking about that recently. I feel sometimes like we're consent. It feels like everyone should know it. It's something that we repeat constantly.
At some point, it almost feels like we're broken records, but then there's always that one person that is new in the room that needs to hear it. So,
and it's the most important thing here.
I think it's that and STIs are the two big pushes we're making now. As we said, I've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
And I was doing this pre-AIDS, and nobody was using condoms, and nobody was getting tested, and AIDS came out and shut everything down, and everybody was like, oh, wait a minute, maybe we should be changing the way we're doing this. And we were an advocate from very, very early on pushing condom use, and we provide them, we hand them out, we put signs everywhere at our event, in the app, everywhere we can. We have classes about it. This year we had two companies, and we put those companies in the main section of the halls where you have to walk by. There's other promoters and podcasters around the corner, but if you're walking in the main hall, you're going to see the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom. You're going to see the STD places. You're going to see sex education. We think that's the most important thing we can have, and we make that and the most important place in our event. And I think when you go to other events, you can see what's important to them. You know, we go to events, they're lifestyle events. They don't even have play floors. They don't have any education. They don't have anything like what we do. And that's okay. I love going to those events because I'm going there to party.
Party, yeah.
But I think it's, like I said, we're kind of the Super Bowl of swinging. And I think we need to have a little responsibility that comes with that.
I do. I love that. because I do agree. I think you guys have set the standard for events, and I love it there so much. I don't think you understand.
Well, without hot couples from Georgia coming, it'd just be me and Tess sitting around. It'd be a whole lot less fun, I promise.
So when we accidentally became social media influencer advocates, whatever you want to call us.
Yep.
And we went to our first Naughty in Orleans. Our goal was to get Naughty's attention.
We want to be invited.
That was a goal. And then this last year, when you invited us and Ashley got to go and have her table and have her space and meet all these incredible people, it was definitely a highlight this past year.
We definitely saw a lot of your content, and this week we put out
Thank you.
A bunch of stuff from you guys from Instagram and also your YouTube and your podcast. We want to support podcasts like y'all's because we listen to it. Our team listens to podcasts almost every day, and we have to because there's so many out there now, and there's some that are a shit show, I'm sorry, and there are other ones that are really informative, and they're telling people and explaining throughout the year what we try to do in one weekend. And we appreciate you guys as well because you're carrying the message and letting people know about the fun stuff. I mean, look, I like listen to the fun stuff just as much as anybody, the hot and steamy stuff, but it's great when there's also a message to it.
Yeah.
You know, I listened to a podcast. There's actually two different podcasts last week, and they were talking about taking care of yourself. One was 4 Hour Play, Bella and Jace, and they kept taking naps. And in their videos, they're like, oh, there's so much to do, but we have to take a nap.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Or we'll never make it tonight. And I thought that self-care was so good. I wrote a blog about it last week. And then I saw another, or listened to another podcast. They don't have video. And the girl was talking about how she got overwhelmed, overstimulated, overwhelmed. And Naughty was at the end of a 9-day road trip for them. And she hadn't seen her kids in 9 days. And she just had this moment where she was missing her kids and just overwhelmed. They didn't get any sleep the night before. They were up till 4 a.m. They got up at 8 a.m. because they had to do a bunch of other stuff. And it's chasing that dragon. It's that FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. And I like both of these blogs because the one said, we just hit a wall. And she slept all day and actually missed her favorite event, which is a sexual freedom parade. But it enabled her to go out that night and experience things with her friends that she might not have had if she had not taken a nap.
Here's one thing we learned quickly. Is after the first night, we said, okay, we're going to skip because that first year we were the partiers. We were going to the day parties, take bar takeovers. I mean, from basically noon to 8 p.m. was 4 different bars. And so we decided, okay, we're going to make dinner reservations. So we have to go at 6 o'clock at night. We need to get something to eat. That gives us time to go. Maybe take a nap, get ready for the night party. And
ever since, they always ask, what's your best advice for events like naughty, bigger events? And we always say you have to eat, you have to hydrate, you have to sleep, and you have to just take a minute whenever you need to, because it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. You got to take your time.
We say that all the time. The marathon sprint analogy is perfect. Yeah. We have these IV guys. I had a guy that was, he was so hungover and his eyes were bloodshot. I'm like, dude, go see the IV guys. And I saw him 2 hours later. He's like, thank you, Bob. That saved my life.
Yeah.
And I've done it too, but I don't take my own advice because honestly, I'm so nervous. I think nervous is the wrong word. I'm anxious that everything goes smoothly. So I'm always up till 4 and I'm always having to get up early for different operational things.
Yeah.
But now that I have more staff with me, I schedule one day to sleep in. It's usually Friday. And I schedule one night to take off the night and just enjoy myself. And that helps. But sleep, hydration, food. I cannot emphasize that enough. If you're going to stay up really late, and I suggest you do at least one night, you got to take a nap.
Yeah.
And you probably don't know this, but I live in Mexico full time now. And I am a full believer in siestas. I just got my Mexican citizenship last week. So I'm a dual citizen and I'm fully embracing the Mexican culture when it comes to siestas. And I feel so much better. I don't feel drained and I feel so much better in the afternoon and the evening. And it's a little hard for me to take a nap during naughty, but I highly encourage you guys to do it.
Yeah, it is hard for me to slow down and take a nap, but I at least lay down for a little bit.
So I almost always take a little nap, but I have the benefits of it doesn't take me an hour and a half to get ready. She has the makeup and the hair and, you know, depending on the theme, you know how extensive that can be.
I do. And one of the things I always do, I usually go pretty hard into the themes, but usually I'm a little bit more on the crazy side. And this started a long time ago because I never wanted anybody to dress for this theme and feel out of place or silly, or if they look at me, they'll go, oh yeah, I'm fine. And I usually go over the top and do some silly things. But I like expressing myself through costume. And it works for me because I do these events, right? But I go on the Groove Cruise. I go on all these other types of events, Burning Man. And I'm just one costume creature morphing into different characters throughout the week. So doing it at naughty is natural for me. But I think participating in the themes, it gets you more buy-in. It gives you more conversation with other people. Breaks the ice easier.
And honestly, at this point, as soon as we realized that Ashley was going to naughty, the costume planning started then, at that moment.
It feels like prom.
And now, especially at events like naughty, where everybody goes over the top. I mean, it's New Orleans. It's the perfect place to go over the top anyways. But you feel out of place when you're not in the...
It's like prom of spare events.
We do tell people you don't have to dress up, but you'll probably feel more comfortable if you do.
Yeah.
Because being the one person not in the theme can make you feel a little odd, but we never want to push anybody or make them feel uncomfortable. You can kind of see the first timers because they're the ones walking around in a polo shirt and jeans. And then after that first event, they're like, I'm going shopping.
We're planning now.
We're
start planning.
Or I've seen, I mean, we have such great stores in New Orleans, like Cutie Pie and so many different places, Hustler Hollywood. And one of my favorite is Fifi Mahoney's, which is a wig store. And their wigs are next level. And I see people come in the first day and then the second day they're grabbing their husbands. They're like, we're going shopping. And they head out and then they come with a complete new costume the next night that they didn't even bring with them. And I think that's awesome.
And talking about how long you've been around, what have you seen change the most from back when you started to now?
I think the normalizing of it. You know, I read a book many years ago called Making the World a Better Place for Gays and Lesbians. And one of the crux of the books was that so many people were in the closet. And Harvey Milk was a big advocate, and he was actually a politician, became a politician advocate, and was openly gay. And he said, coming out is our secret weapon. And what we're seeing now is the normalization through media, especially social media. We've been on 60 Minutes, Primetime Live, Oprah, 2020. I can't even think of all the shows we've been on, but it's a way to normalize it. We put ourselves out there because we can, and we encourage other people. The Sexual Freedom Parade was an idea for me to be out on the street, marching down the damn street, saying, I'm not going to hide anymore. Accept me for who I am or don't. We don't care. We're going to march down the street. And I think Pride Parades had a big part of that movement, of the LGBTQ movement moving forward, because people were being seen. If you don't know anyone that's gay, it's very easy to be homophobic. But if you have a child that's gay, if your neighbor is gay, if the person in the cubicle next to you is gay, if you find out a friend of yours is gay, that's going to change how you think about people in that community. And people are now finding out their friends, their family are poly, or they're kinky, or they're into non-monogamy, they have open relationships. And there was such horrible stigmas about it. It was either gross and horrible or Austin Powers-ish. But now I think there's acceptance. And I really give credit to the young kids that are growing up now. When I grew up, if a girl kissed another girl in a movie, it was immediately R, and everyone was talking about it. Now, girls kiss in college and don't even think about it. I remember telling my wife, I think your daughter is gay. And so, of course, she goes and says, Bob says you're gay. And it's not what I said, but she said, I'm not gay. I just like to kiss girls and boys. That's not gay. And that's what's coming out now in this generation. And I think it's great. I think it's beautiful. I think there's still some pushback, but I think the future is bright. And I think the normalization of this lifestyle, it's just a different relationship style. And some people say it's a choice. I don't believe we're born monogamous. I think monogamy is a learned behavior. I think we're wild animals that love to have sex, but we're taught and trained at a young age, especially women are trained to be, you'll find your prince charming and you'll never be attracted to anyone else again. But men are taught to go out and sow your seed and have fun, and I think there's a double standard. One of the beautiful things I've seen is the blossoming of women that come into this world. They come not kicking and screaming, but they come being, and many times, coerced by their partner. Like, come on, honey, just come. I really want a threesome. And then they show up, and the woman is just like, they find their intersexuality, and it blossoms. And I always tell the men in the relationships, be careful what you ask for. Because all of a sudden, the women are like, you know, I want to have some fun. And the guys are like, whoa, slow down a minute. And it's quite a reversal. But the equality in sexuality is one of the biggest changes in my timeline. And I think that's a great thing.
Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Vixen has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
I love it. I agree. I do agree. I love watching our friends, men and women, both, just the blossoming, the confidence this lifestyle brings and the changes it has brought to so many people we know. And yeah, I was going to ask you, that was my next question, was about Sexual Freedom Parade, because that is my favorite highlight of all of Nine Collins. And how does logistics of that happen? And how are you able to pull all of that off? Because it's insane.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we're so fortunate. I lived for most of my life in New Orleans, where you can hire police to give you a police escort, even if it's a sexual freedom parade. New Orleans as a community and the police department, the city has been so welcoming to our event, to our guests, and so nice to us to test in that. I just have so much respect that there's a lot of cities you'd never be able to do this in. And I don't want this to be only in New Orleans. I'm actually working with some other people to possibly put together some sexual freedom parades in other cities that are more, I guess, open-minded. But it's just amazing. The floats, the bands, the police. It's a little bit of logistics. There's permits we have to get. We have to pay for sanitation to clean up after it. There's a lot that goes into it. But being in that parade every single year, it's very emotional for me. And Tess and I always ride on a float. We always ride together. We start the parade off together. And every single year, usually about a block and a half in, I jump off the float and I run up ahead and I watch everybody come by and to the very end. And then I run back to the front again and I high five people. And, you know, it's just the amount of love and community at that moment. And I've had so many people in tears at the end of the parade and so many people just really emotional. Even I feel a little emotional now, but it's different. And I think it's one of many parts that makes Naughty special. And until you walk in that parade, and I tell people too, I have so many people, oh, I can't do that. I can't walk in a parade. Someone might see me. See you what? Be for sexual freedom?
Yeah, prejudice.
I've gone to gay pride parades. It doesn't mean I'm gay. It just means I support that people can love who they love. Yeah. And if you're at the parade, it just means you support people can do what they want to do behind closed doors. And I think that's important. So it's not outing yourself being in a sexual freedom parade. To me, it's being an ally and showing support. And if you happen to be part of the community too, that's great. But it's very empowering. At least it is to me.
It is for me. I cry both times I have been in it. I cry, and I told my closest friend I brought this year, and I raved about that parade, and she had so many moments, similar moments, and all love. 2025, it's just so hard to feel that out in the open like that in a place, such a big city, so many people, but every single person you look at on the side is smiling and laughing.
They're cheering it on. They're reading the signs. They're clapping. It's unexpected, I'll say, for some people. And I love that. I've had people, you know, oh, we're not doing the parade because we got to get ready for the ball or whatever. We changed it a little earlier this year, and now it's back on Bourbon Street, which I think is so much better. But I think it's just, I tell people, just do it. If you don't want to march in it, go stand on the sidewalk and wave to every people that goes by and support them. Wave. People are making flags now. Get a flag and wave it. And it's a very, very special part of Naughty.
Yeah, it's so special. I always rave about the sexual freedom parade. All right. Well, we are almost out of time. But before we head out of here, I know you have an announcement that you want to talk about before we leave.
So we just signed a contract with another hotel buyout for a Naughty Halloween 3-night event. So we're going to be doing something similar to Naughty, but different. It's going to be a smaller event. We're doing the Nopsey Hotel, and it's going to be Halloween themed. So there's 3 balls, and they're going to be pretty similar each year. The first one's going to be a Day of the Dead ball. You know, I love being here in Mexico, and they really celebrate Day of the Dead with the face paintings and the Katrinas. And so we're going to do a Day of the Dead ball the first night. The second night's going to be a vampire ball. I think when you think of Anne Rice's Vampire Chronicles and Lestat and all that, I just think New Orleans has so much lore when it comes to vampires, werewolves, and those kind of things. So we're going to encourage people to dress like vampires, ghosts, phantoms. And I think that'll be a really cool night. It's going to be candelabras. And if people that haven't been to the Nopsey Hotel, it's really beautiful and looks like old New Orleans. It has these huge chandeliers. The walls are brick. It just has a very New Orleans, almost bordello kind of feel. And we're going to just make that over the top. We're going to just make it bordello over the top. And then the last night is going to be just a haunted New Orleans Halloween ball and your favorite Halloween costume. And it could be scary and gory, or it could be funny and silly. It could be creative, whatever, you know. And we're going to bring in extra body painters and face painters. And I think it's going to be really cool. And for people to come in early, we're going to take them to some haunted houses in New Orleans, do some tours, do some parties at Colette's. The weekend we're doing it, there's actually a Halloween parade called the Crew of Boo, and it goes up and down Canal Street. So it's only 2 blocks from the hotel. So we're encouraging everybody to go check out the parade. There'll be lots of throws. And then after the parade, the event will start. There's even a zombie run on Saturday. It's kind of like the Running of the Bulls, but everyone dresses like zombies. So there's just a lot of, I think New Orleans is the best city for Halloween in the country by far. I don't think it even comes close.
Yeah.
And we used to throw Halloween parties. And so we were brainstorming, you know, Naughty's going to sell out way earlier this year. Normally the last 4 years, we'd normally sell around 200 rooms by then. I think I looked at the rooms going back. I think we sold 211 1 year, 213 1 year, 216 1 year. It's like, it's almost like automatic. We've sold 500 rooms at the same time. And I was just like, oh, wow, we'll be sold out months in advance. So we sat and talked about it. And so that's what we're announcing. And we're going to announce it on Thursday. And our tickets will go on sale the following Thursday on the 15th of October. And it won't be this year, but it'll be next year. And I just think it's going to be creepy, scary, funny. It'll have all the feels of a New Orleans full moon Halloween. And I think that's just going to be really cool. We're going to do video mapping on the walls. We've got these huge windows in the Nopsey, and we're going to video map bottom. So there'll be a full moon outside with bats flying around, and there'll be people peeking in the windows, you know, monsters. And yeah. I just think it's going to be fun. I love Halloween. Tess and I used to run a haunted house in New Orleans. So we get to bring back our haunted house experience. And we're probably going to launch a third event that's going to be also at the Nopsey. And it's just going to be the dungeon. I don't know if you got to see the dungeon this year, but we're going to do a BDSM weekend that's just a kinky BDSM weekend. There's a lot of crossover, but people that really enjoy that, we're going to give a weekend that's just focused on that. And so I think we have a lot of really cool, naughty things coming up for everybody. And I'm very proud of where it's going. Everything's selling out so easy. I can't put more people in our hotels. You know, I could sell a lot more tickets, make a lot more money. I'm not going to overcrowd it. So instead, I'm going to do another event. And I think it would be a lot of fun.
And there's so many people joining. This world is just blooming, and it's growing so big by the minute.
And you guys are the first to know about it. And so your followers will probably be the first people to hear it. So you kind of got the scoop there.
Yes, I'm excited. We're going to have all of that in the show notes. We'll have all of Naughty's information. You can go and check it out. And yeah, I'm excited for that because I love all witchy, spooky, and New Orleans. That's the reason why I fell in love with Storms.
I'll send you a link to the event. It won't have a place you can buy tickets, but you'll see all the things we're doing. And the people that we've sent it to have been like, wow, that's, yeah, a lot of clubs do Halloween parties. And a lot of event producers will do like a 2-night hotel takeover. We're doing it naughty style. We're doing it big. We're doing it 3 nights. We're doing it the weekend before Halloween so that we don't compete with all the clubs that are doing Halloween parties. We don't want to do that. So Colette's big Halloween party will be the following Saturday. So we'll do a big naughty event. And then be sticking around to do the Halloween party for Colette. So it'll be fun.
That's exciting. Well, thank you so much for being here. I am so honored to have you on our podcast. And again,
thanks for having me.
For everything you do for the community and for all the amazing events that you do. It's a beautiful space. I'm so glad we've gotten to enjoy non-humans. We cannot wait for next year. And yes, thank you for being here. Thank you.
It'll be good to see Russ finally.
Yes.
The ongoing joke at this point that friends just assume that I'm murdered in a basement somewhere. Everything they see me is just AI.
Yes, thank you for being here. We appreciate you. And as always,
it's not that serious.
Make it weird.
Bye.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.